بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the fasting there are different changes, as in the namaz also there are some changes. At first there was no adhan, then adhan was introduced. Abdullah bin Zayd radiallahu anhu had seen a dream that he was wanting to buy perhaps some type of a bugle or something where you can announce. In that the malaika appeared and showed him, alright, this is what you should be doing at the time of namaz. So this was the one thing that was introduced in namaz. The second thing that was introduced in namaz was it was just one namaz that was compulsory, the Qiyamul Layl. The Tahajjud namaz was compulsory, and then the five time namaz became compulsory. And the third change that took place in namaz was, at first what used to happen is if someone came with a slight delay to namaz, so he missed out a rakat or two rakats, then he would do his missed rakats first, then he would join up with the imam. And Muadh had seen this, when he seen this he says, no, but the posture that you find the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in, join up with him in that posture, and what's left then you can do it after your namaz has been done. These were about three changes, and the fourth perhaps may be about the direction of the Qibla. The 16 months if performed towards Baitul Muqaddas, and then after the 16 months period then they faced towards the Kaaba Sharif. In the Roza also there were some changes that took place. First it was the Ashura Roza that was compulsory, 10th of Muharram. That was the first Roza that was compulsory, Ashura, or the three fast per month, every month, and three fast, three Rozas were compulsory. That was the first. Then when that was compulsory, then the fasting of Ramadan wasn't yet compulsory. Then came the fasting of Ramadan, and this became an optional fast. Keep it very good, don't keep it in Raguna. And the second change that came up in the Roza was when a person went to sleep at iftar, when he went to sleep, see, after iftar or at whatever time, then the moment his eyes closed, then he cannot eat after that. And the Roza has already started. And in that now some Sahaba Ikram had some difficulty. And he came home at around iftar time, and the wife says, alright, let me just heat up the food for you. And she went to heat and he went to sleep. He slept away. Now when he slept away, now the whole day he'd been working perhaps in the field, open, came here and his eyes closed, that means the next Roza has started. Now he's fasting the second day, and in the course of the day he fainted, he collapsed. So then this was a second relaxation, that you can eat up to Subuh Sadiq, that is until the Fajr time has not yet commenced. So that was the second change that came into the Roza. And the third thing that came into the Roza was that once the iftar was over, then you couldn't sleep with your partner. So all these three relaxations came in fasting. Now, with this relaxation that came in, that obviously what was intended was some ease. Alright, before it was like this, now let's make it easy for you. كُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَكُمُ الْخَيْطُ الْأَبْيَدُ مِنَ الْخَيْطِ الْأَسْوَدِ. So you may eat and drink until the white thread is clear from the black thread. So some Sahaba, like Adi ibn Hatim radiallahu, he took it literally. So the whole night he kept a black thread and a white thread to see now when does the white thread become clear from the black thread. So he came and explained that to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you know, this is what I did. Anta aridul wafa, qafa. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained this, what it means. So on that occasion, then one additional word was revealed, min al fajr. This black thread becoming, the white thread becoming clear from the black thread, this is the thread that is seen at Subuh Sadiq, early dawn. When it's early dawn, so the first ray of light has been spoken as the white thread, first ray. So the moment it starts off, that one ray, khaytul abiyad, because it's very thin, therefore it's been likened to the white thread. But that first ray that becomes visible, from that time now your roza starts. So then people sometimes they go to the level of extremes. Some stop eating long before Subuh Sadiq, thinking now that this is faras. It's faras to stop eating long before Subuh Sadiq. So that's one wrong. And some went on to the other extreme, and they said, you know what, it's all right now, we got a little bit late, let's eat a little bit and then start off the roza. Okay. So that was the other extreme. They get up a little bit late, and the Subuh Sadiq has already started now. So now, as they got up late, so let's eat something and let's start off the roza. So they were told, كُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَكُمُ الْخَيْطُ الْأَبْيَدُ مِنَ الْخَيْطِ الْأَسْمَدِ. Until this thing doesn't become distinct, then don't you end your roza. Don't think that your roza has already started. And after this thing has become clear, then don't think that you can eat still. So this is that limit. كُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا حَتَّى. The hatta comes to show a limit. This is a limit. In around 1960 somewhere, there was one tafsir that was out, Tafhim al-Quran. And that tafsir had stated, there's not a problem if someone gets up a little bit late. So if he has a few bites and then starts off his roza, then it's all right. So the ulama of Pakistan had to rectify this, correct this. This is wrong, it's against the text. Kulu wa shrabu. حتى يتبين لكم الخيط الأبيض من الخيط الأسود من الفجر. So now it's clear. This thread of early dawn becomes clear, distinct from the darkness of night. Absolutely clear now. It's distinct. So now this is the cut-off point. From that point, then your roza starts off. So you can't eat before this, and you can't eat after this, and before this, eating is not prohibited. كُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَكُمُ الْخَيْطُ الْأَبْيَدُ مِنَ الْخَيْطِ الْأَسْوَدِ مِنَ الْفَجْرِ ثُمَّ أَتِمُوا الصِّيَامَ إِلَى اللَّيْلِ. But then you complete your roza till the evening. Evening means not when the night starts. So when does the night start? The night starts, in according to Arabic, the understanding, the night starts with the sun setting. So the moment the sun sets, your roza has ended. كُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ ثُمَّ أَتِمُوا الصِّيَامَ إِلَى اللَّيْلِ. So, therefore, to think that the Roza starts before Subah Sadiq, that's wrong. And to think that the Roza can be extended after the sunset, that's also wrong. People have all their own calculations, their own reasonings. Like I showed you, it's the female Quran, it's the mistake they made. Then some people make this mistake. It's Sari time, and Sari time has ended, and the man is still eating. So as he's cautioned by, now time has ended, so how do you eat? He said, no, it's alright. If it's, I went half an hour over the time, then I will cover it by half an hour over the time. That after iftar, I'll wait for another half an hour, and I'll cover the time accordingly. So people do their own calculations. So Allah said, you leave your calculations. Is one standard. كُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَا. See, Islam is teaching, as I just explained once, Islam teaches so much of discipline. Right? Islam could have said, alright, just remain hungry for so many hours. No, Islam defined this time to that time. So, it didn't leave it open. It defined the exact time. You start off here and you end up here. And exactly the same applies to every namaz. You start off here and you end up here. You start off here and you end up here. So every namaz is defined, every ibadat is defined. You start off like this and you end up like this. Then the reward has been shown also, that you eat till late. So if Sari is ending at around, say, 5:05, for example, presently, right? So you give yourself 5 or 7, 8 minutes of a little bit of a precaution. So before that, say 8 minutes or 7 minutes before the time, you stop eating. Because sometimes clocks may be wrong, right? Or perhaps the calendar may be mistaken, or you may be mistaken. Right? The clock can be also wrong, faulty, right? You may make a mistake, number two. Or it may be that the calendar from where you are checking, that is also wrong. So just to be on the safe side, you gave yourself 7-8 minutes. So someone is more careful, you give 20 minutes, 30 minutes. Someone is less, then give it is about 10 minutes. And while Yahya Sahib, rahmatullahi alayh, came to Thanabon, as the Sheikh of his father, very, very great alim. Extremely great. So now it is iftar time, see? So now he's a great alim, a great buzurug. So more times around there made some additional arrangements for that day, for the iftar. So as Mu'a saw that the sun has set, he started straight away. Now Mu'tam's Ma'mul, his routine was that he'll give about 7 minutes or so after the iftar and then he will commence. Now Mu'tam Yahya and Isad, they are eating. So Mu'tam says, hey, I'm going to delay this. You people wipe the whole thing out just now. I'd rather just join you up. Anyway, now it's Sari time, and Maulana asked, now what's your tartib? You know, I look at it and I'm convinced that it's not yet Subh Sadiq, then I have. When I'm convinced, then I leave it. So now me, I stop, once I says, I stop it about half an hour before the time. So Maulana Yahya says, bhai, mujhse ye der din ka roza nahi rakha jayega. I can't keep this 1.5 day. Allah Pak asked only this time. Murad's bizarre is precaution, be very careful. And Yahya Sahib is a little bit of more wusat in his mizaj. Mizaj, the temperaments are different. So anyway, Mu'a said, alright, it won't seem right now if I'm eating at a different time and you eat at a different time. Let's now try and compromise in between. So alright, we'll eat, say, you stayed and I ate half an hour before, so we'll start off, say we stop eating at say 15 minutes instead of my ma'amul. So mine is half an hour and you start straight, so 15 minutes and we'll cut off. This type of mizaj, this type of difference, the Sharia has also considered, right? It's a little bit of a difference in the mizaj. But now, as long as they are keeping to the time, see the time. But now, the beauty is this, that when a person works in this time to time, that he learns, I must work like this, come in like this, leave like this, right? So I must be very particular about time. And when he's particular about time, then he goes through so much hurdles in life, so many hurdles, and he manages them very easily because he knows how to conduct himself. See, if he's got an appointment with a doctor, for example, he keeps to time. He has to make a payment, then he keeps to time. Right? He's promised someone that he'll meet him at a certain point, then he keeps to time. Right? So everything of his is well disciplined. There is understanding, discipline. You can work with the person. But now he hasn't learned to respect time. Then for everything he'll make an issue. See, it's for 2 minutes now. You just ran away. Just you couldn't wait for 2 minutes. See, he'll make it as though it's your problem. But can that problem ever be stopped? Now imagine. It's not just for 2 minutes now you're moved away. Just for 2 minutes. You couldn't wait for 2 minutes. You're dying for it. Now imagine now, if it's a person that's taking 10 children in a lift club to school, right? So each one, he says, oh, only 2 minutes, 2 minutes, 2 minutes. What's going to happen? 2 minutes, and then other person, another 2 minutes, what's going to happen? It's going to be a problem or not. See? So in the lesson of namaz, Allah Pak is teaching us discipline. See, be disciplined. Right? If you can't make something, say you can't do the payment on that date, say I can't make it. I'll try to, but I'm telling you upfront, I can't. I'll try my best to pay you, you see your 10,000 rand, I'll pay you on this date. But I don't promise you, because I envisage some type of problems. So now the person knows in advance that this was your word, and therefore he will respect you. But at the time you needed the stuff, he's not, don't worry, the first of the month you'll get your money. I won't let you whistle for your money. Then the first of the month comes, you don't phone him and he doesn't contact you. Second, now you see, the third. Now you see, already 1 week has passed. What happened? Now you phone him, you see, what happened? Running away with your money. Well, I'm stealing your money. So, see now all these complications that come about is because we don't want to be disciplined. So, one great problem in us is that we don't want to be disciplined. Nobody must tell me, I can do what I want. I want to do my thing, just let me do it. Don't you come and tell me. See, how can it operate? How can it work? So, when there's a discipline, those people that are in charge, they made a certain provision, they know why they did it. When they knew why they did it, then just go with it, respect it. But they said, no, I must be an exception to the rule. Everybody don't know the wisdom and the reasoning behind it. I know it, so please, don't ask me to also conform. Don't ask me. He wants to be. How can you work with such a person? Then if you come up with something, you people are racist. I just say this. You know, the stupid arguments that people bring up. They don't understand now the problems. The people that are in charge, they know that this is a problem. And they know what's in that. Each one, this is the problem. Take you 1 hour to explain the person. Me, another 2 hours to take out and explain him the problem. Isn't that an arduous job? They know why they have run it like this, so just respect that and move along nicely with it. You see this self-discipline. Just if we learn to get the namaz right, and what discipline we learn, how much of discipline we learn. So ثم كلوا واشربوا حتى يتبين ثم أتموا الصيام إلى الليل. Now in this ayat you will find this ayat about fasting. Then in between Allah Pak speaks about إِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. This with that Shahur Ramadan الذي, and you're getting this ayat here, إِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. Okay, when my servants ask you about me, then I am no close. So some bird when had asked, أَقَرِيبٌ رَبُّنَا فَنُنَاجِيهِ أَمْ بَعِيدٌ فَنُنَادِيهِ. Is Allah Ta'ala close that we can talk to Him softly, or is He at a distance that we have to shout and call for Him? So the verse came in, إِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي أَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. When they ask you about me, I'm close. You don't have to shout. Now, the question is this, that Allah Pak is speaking about fasting, and then in the midst of the verses of fasting, Allah Ta'ala is speaking about dua. And He's giving an adab of dua, that ad-dua, you can talk to me softly. Right? So what's the relationship? Allah Pak is speaking about fasting, and in the process He talks about dua as well. إِذَا فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. I'm close. So the reason is obvious, that in lisa'imi du'a'um mustajaba in the fitri, right? Or hatta yuftira, that the sa'im, fasting person's one du'a is answered. His du'a is answered until the iftar. From time of sari until iftar, some du'a is answered. So when your du'a is answered, so then appreciate this time. Try and value this time here. You don't know when the time will strike. So you rather just be ready, keep your mind focused. Then that fasting is telling you two things. This ayat is telling you two things. One is that when the du'as are answered, then you don't know when is the time of acceptance. So when you are fasting, then see that you don't waste your time. Either udhar ki baat hai, yahan, wahan, either. Don't do that. It's a time and an act that you have dedicated to Allah Ta'ala. So you just be cautious, be careful, be focused. You have given it to Allah Ta'ala. When you have given it to Allah Ta'ala, so see that you don't do anything that will spoil it. See you got a job in a place that you liked, right? Salary is right, better than right. Place is better than what you would like, right? Everything is. So now, you have a good understanding of the boss. So, will you want to spoil things? Don't spoil things. So now, Allah Pak is saying, I am opening my doors of rahmat, my doors of mercy for you. Everything is for you this month, right? Everything I'm giving you. Even the person dies, he's also no sawal for him. Everything I'm giving you. So is it the right thing now to spoil your relationship with Allah? That's why I say, in this period, one two most important things is eyes and tongue. Don't misuse the eyes at any moment for a second, and tongue, don't use it. Don't, as far as possible, just remain silent. Your discussions and talks and all that, leave it for after Ramadan. Now, you're given yourself, dedicated yourself for Allah Ta'ala. So just leave that dedication as it will. Don't spoil it by getting into conversation, argument, discussions, etc. One is where you genuinely have to talk. For example, it's your elder, your father or someone. So they, as a matter of respect, you have to talk. But otherwise, just avoid. So you got a program, you got a routine. He's got a routine, so he follows that routine. And everybody's focused now. The added advantage by remaining silent is, then your mind won't be wandering around. But if you get into the habit of talking and all that, now I say, I need to meet this person here, so what am I to talk about? Now he's talking something, what must I say? See? So haven't you know, the mind hasn't it gone in a tangent, we're going straight, it just follows Allah. Now I'm getting into a conversation with him. So when I'm getting into a conversation with him, now hasn't my mind drifted? So the simple thing is, by don't misuse the eyes, looking around unnecessarily, when you're not supposed to be seeing all the more, right? And then the misuse of the tongue. Just these two things, eyes and tongue. Just look after these two things. So you see this ayat, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي أَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانَ. I listen to your du'as, I listen. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي. Then listen to me also. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي. Believe. And I will listen to your du'as. So one is you have a belief, you have a conviction that Allah Pak is answering our du'as, right? فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي. But listen to me also. Like I am answering your du'as, then listen to me. Don't ignore me. Your time, like I said, eyes and tongue. So in that, you've dedicated me, you've given your time. So when you've given your time, now honor that. Now this time I've given it to Allah Ta'ala, now I need to honor it. So that's the meaning of فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي. Then listen to me. What I want from you, then listen to me, obey me, don't you just disregard me. I can do my own thing, I can understand, I am great. I mustn't be subjected to anybody. See this type of attitude, it becomes difficult. That you don't want to work with that person, then you do your own thing. This is where it starts. You need to show an attitude, and the attitude doesn't have to be said according to attitude. From the behavior you can make out, like this article, from that person's approach, you know, show me the unseen with my senses. Unseen, malaika, qiyamat, Allah Ta'ala, can you see it with your senses? Can you perceive it? You can't. So now when a person speaks like that, you begin to understand the attitude, you begin to understand his temperament. Now you already understand now it's going to be a little bit difficult to work with him, because you don't know if you're going to give him a proper logical reasoning. Is he still going to accept it, or he'll still be on the denial? We don't know. So you say that rather just keep away with this person, he may be a difficult person to work with. See this attitude. This is that big shaitan that we need to break. Learn to break. I am nothing. It is Allah Pak is everything, I am nothing. And you learn this when you learn to listen to your elders. You don't have to ask a lot of questions also. You learn power, you understood what's the manshallah, you moved on. More or less you got it right. Then you check up it now and then, alright, I did this and I shouldn't be doing this. Is it alright? Isn't it alright? See, you checked up. So you double checked and you carried on. So life becomes enjoyable, manageable, your elders feel happy with you, you feel comfortable. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ. Now, you're going to listen to another. What will happen? لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. You'll go right. See that? فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. Listen to me. Believe. Trust me. What I'm saying, you trust me. You trust Allah Ta'ala and you listen to Allah Ta'ala, then you'll go right. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. See that? Now, is that difficult as well? Such an easy plan. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. The difficulty is that nafs, see that ego, our ego, our pride, and it doesn't want to just give in, doesn't want to give in. See, so that becomes the obstruction on the way. And the simple thing is, فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. Listen to me. And trust me, I'm telling you, I'm your Rabb, I made you, I made it, all these things, I made it. And you do this, you'll go right.